Hello, everybody. This is Cooper Fortson and
Justin Gillespie,
and we are here today to talk to you about the College Football Playoff Committee and how everything that they do is not correct. All right, so let's get started. So, Justin, what is your opinion of the top 10 right now for the College Football Playoff poll?
The top 10, I agree with the teams in the top 10, just not the way some of them are ranked.
I agree with you there, because I don't think that some teams should be as ranked high as they should, and other teams should be ranked as low. And also, we are going to get to talk to you about today who's all on the playoff committee poll and how they influence the playoff committee. So let's get going. All right, Justin, give me your college football playoff top 10 right now.
So at number one, obviously, 9-0 Alabama, leading Heisman candidate Tua Tagovailoa, has been playing insane football, been playing great. Number two, I have Clemson. Their quarterback, Trevor Lawrence, is obviously very good.
I agree with you on that.
Their defense is also pretty good. Number three, Notre Dame, only because they're undefeated and they have Michigan as their signature win.
Okay.
Then number four, this is a tough one because you got Michigan and you got Georgia. On one hand, Georgia probably has the better wins, but Michigan has the better loss.
That is true. I agree with that one.
So, honestly, that one is a toss-up. I like Oklahoma at number six. I think West Virginia is being disrespected at number nine.
I agree with that, because that win against Texas this weekend, Oklahoma's only loss is to Texas. Exactly. And West Virginia beat Texas. So, I mean, if you think about it in that aspect,
and how are you
there's
gonna,
a lot of fight for it.
How are you going to put West Virginia under LSU, who's at
two losses.
Number seven with two losses.
That is true.
Maybe Washington State over West Virginia, but not LSU.
That's just because Washington State's been playing out of their minds this year. And then who do you have at your number 10 spot?
I have LSU at 9, then Ohio State at 10.
Personally. Ooh, I don't know about that Ohio State. All right, I'll give my top 10 real quick. So, obviously, Alabama's number one. Alabama is the most dominant team in college football as right now. No one seems to be slowing them down. Number two, I'm going to say Clemson as well. Clemson, they haven't had the hardest schedule this year, but the way that they have beat the teams that they have, last week they dumped 77 on Louisville. Like, that's actually ridiculous. Number three, that's where I disagree with you. I don't think Notre Dame is number three. I got Michigan at number three. Michigan, they have one loss this season, and that loss is to Notre Dame. The Michigan team that was playing then, now the Michigan team is playing right now.
Still have to go by what happened on the field.
I understand
in my opinion,
that.
Though.
But Michigan, the way that they are playing right now, they are by far the third best team in the country.
Their
number
defense
four,
has been playing great.
Number four, this pains me to say it, I'm a Georgia fan, but I have Notre Dame. And I mean, this really doesn't matter because Notre Dame and Michigan, they're both going to be in the top four. But I don't think Notre Dame's a better football team than Michigan. I think Michigan's by far the better football team.
I agree.
And then at my number five, I have Georgia, which I agree with that ranking right there. Number six, I have Oklahoma. Seven, I have Washington State. Eight, I have West Virginia. Nine, I don't know. It's between Washington State and LSU. Because Washington State's been playing out of their minds. So I'm going to say Washington State, actually. I'm going to say Washington State at number nine, and then LSU at number 10. And then I'm going to dump Ohio State out of there and put Ohio State at the 11th spot. And so... I said Washington State twice?
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. All right, well then, Ohio State wouldn't make my top 10 at number 10. So, yeah. Anyways, all right, Justin, so let's get going. So how do you feel about the College Football Playoff Committee?
Personally, I think the committee is a little biased towards
some
schools.
I agree with you on that one.
And even as an Alabama fan, I can say they might be a little bit biased to Alabama. But also in their defense, people were complaining Bama got put in last year, but obviously they should have because they won it all.
They won it all.
So
do you think it should be the four best teams in college football, or do you think it should be the four teams with the most like respected schedules? Because most of the time, that does not mean the same thing.
I personally think it should be the four best teams. And if it was the four best teams, in my opinion, it would be Bama, Clemson, Georgia, Michigan.
I agree with you on that one. Because Notre Dame, their strength of schedule is out of there. And according to, what is this called? Team rankings, which is a very trusted sports ranking system because, I mean, says it in the name, but LSU has the number one rank of schedule, And the entire SEC as a whole, there's, let me count them, 1 second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six of the top 10 teams with the hardest schedules in college football are in the SEC, which completely to me is understandable considering that how many teams are in the top 10, because that is very respectable.
And that's why LSU is so high in the
That polls. Is why LSU is so high, because they have the number one strength of schedule in the entire nation. Now, this is what I don't like. The ACC, in my opinion, getting too much credit. I think, and I mean, they have Clemson at number 2. They have Syracuse at number 13. North Carolina State at number 14. And then they have Boston College at 17. And they have, is that it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's
Well, I don't understand how NC State being 7-2
yeah.
is ahead of like
a Florida team that's 6-16 that has a much harder So let's
they have good losses to Kentucky and Georgia. Georgia has number 4 strength and schedule.
Yeah. NC State has the 41st hardest schedule in college football. Florida has the 11th. And yet, in North Carolina State is still ranked higher, which makes zero sense to me considering the fact that they don't even have a hard schedule whatsoever. Their one competition was Clemson, and they got destroyed. Like, Clemson put the beat down on them.
Yeah.
And Florida has played a good Georgia team, a good LSU team, which they beat.
They beat, yeah.
A good Kentucky team. And who was their last loss? And then their last Missouri. Loss was to Missouri. But Missouri's a respectable team. They have the – they actually have – Where's it at? They actually have the third hardest schedule in college football. And I don't think the Big Ten's getting enough credit. I mean, I personally don't like the Big Ten. This is just me. But once we look at the numbers, the Big Ten has 1, 2, 3. 3 teams in the top 10 of the hardest ranked schedules. And yet, there are still 4 teams in the ACC that have that are in the top 25. And I don't think that's fair whatsoever. And I actually can understand the reasoning behind this because, according to ESPN, there are actually 2 people in the college football playoff committee who were replaced by people that were affiliated to the ACC. And then as soon as that happened, the ACC started getting a lot better numbers. That's just my personal opinion. What do you think?
See, in my opinion, if I was picking the people who do the committees, I get like 10 accountants that know football, that don't have a team, so there's no bias.
Yeah, I agree
feel like
with you on that.
These people that come in, whether like the SEC or the Big Ten or whatever, there's bias.
I agree with you on that. And I think, and I mean, even though these people that were brought into the committee, they're not allowed to vote on the teams that they were like their alma mater or like where they coached at, because I mean, that makes sense. But they're still able to vote on the conference.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is fair because, of course, they're going to favor their conference because it's going to make their team look better.
Yeah. Exactly.
So I don't agree on that whatsoever. And I just think that that's unfair to teams like to teams in the Big Ten because the Big Ten, their strength of schedule is insane. Like, Purdue's even up here at – Purdue is number 17 with strength of schedule, and they are 5-4. Clemson is the highest team in the ACC with strength of schedule, and they are 16. That's how, like, they don't have a hard strength of schedule.
They have several
whatsoever.
Teams in the top 25, and Ohio State has, like, 2-3.
Yeah, Ohio State has one loss, and that is to the Purdue team. And they also have a very high strength of schedule. And Michigan at number 6, this is why I think they deserve to be in there, is because of their strength of schedule. They have the 6th hardest strength of schedule. Notre Dame, however, has the 29th strength of schedule. And the only reason that is that high, I guarantee it, is because of their Michigan win.
Yep.
And I guarantee that's the only reason they're up there. And then a team like UCF. So, Justin, I want to hear your thoughts on the University of Central Florida.
Personally, I don't even know if they have top 15 talent, but they are undefeated. So I don't understand how you're putting 2 lost teams over them, like, say, Kentucky. Like, maybe I guess I understand LSU.
I understand LSU completely.
Because of who one of the losses was to, but at the same time, the other one was to number 15 Florida.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand how Ohio State's over them.
I don't understand Ohio State either.
Only
I think
because
Ohio State's overrated.
They got blown out by unranked Purdue.
Yeah, they got beat by 29 points. 4 TDs, man.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Central Florida, however, their strength of schedule is the 80th in the country. That is awful. They play in the American Conference, which is one of the worst conferences in college football. And yet, they still think that they deserve a chance in the top 4. In my personal opinion, they don't deserve top 4 they're not one of the top four teams in the country. Yeah. I mean, people can always make the claim, like, you'll never know if they're a top four team in the country because you'll never put them there. I don't see any problem with that because they're not a top four team in the country. They played Houston 2 weeks ago, let up 700 yards of total offense. Houston had 700 yards of total
Houston
offense.
Houston is not even ranked either.
Yeah, Houston's not even ranked right now. And the number, what are they, 12 you said?
Yep.
The number 12 team in the country led 700 yards of total offense against them. And it was a shootout offensively. And I'm not taking away anything from UCF because McKenzie Milton, he's a stud at quarterback. He's a really good quarterback. And they have a really good offense. But their defense, they're lacking it. And if they play any team with top 10 talent, they're going to get ran over.
It's going to be like a car running over.
Yeah, it's going to be bad. Like, they are going to get dominated by them.
I think what they should do is just make it 8 teams. That way, number 9 can say they're the best team, but most real fans will know that the best team was in there.
Yeah.
And the best team most likely won, or they got a chance to win.
Yeah. I'm a Georgia fan, and I will admit, last year, I thought Georgia was the best team in the nation, except whenever Alabama put Tua in. Whenever they put Tua Tagovailoa in, they dominated us. And that's who they have this year, and they are the most dominant team in college football, 100%. Like, Alabama is legit at God status right now.
They are. They're pretty unstoppable.
They are ridiculous.
It just seems like everybody else is playing for second place now.
All right, well, we are now going to bring in a man who is very wise and has very many years of college football under his belt, and that man, his name is Jeffrey Wayne Fortson. And we are back with our guest, Jeffrey Wayne Fortson. How are you doing, Mr. Fortson?
Doing pretty good, guys. Thanks for having me.
No problem. All right. So, Justin, you want to start off with a question?
All right. Who, in your opinion, deserve to be the top four teams in college football?
All right. Well, I guess in my opinion, the top four teams in college football right now, from what we see on the field, number one's got to be Alabama. Alabama's scary. I think so. They don't look like they have an equal on the field. They're just heads and shoulders above the other teams in NCAA right now. Number two is probably Clemson. Clemson, good defense, and their offense is really starting to score a lot of points. They scored 77 points in their last game, and that is an insane number to consider. Number three, I'd probably go with right now Michigan. Michigan's defense is probably the nastiest defense in Division I right now. They're playing great. They're running to the ball. They're knocking people down, and they're looking like they don't care about it.
Did you know they have been averaging the least yards per play and yards per game since the 2011 Alabama team?
I did not know that, but I believe it. That is fierce. And then four, a lot of people got Notre Dame at four. And I understand why. Notre Dame's the only team with, like, a national brand. They have, a nationwide fan base. but Notre Dame has not really been playing anybody of note lately. And the teams they've been playing have been close games. There's no doubt they're a good team. There's no doubt that Brian Kelly has got them playing really, really well. But I just think that the overall quality of the opponent they've been playing is not on par with some of the other teams that might deserve that four spot. So I would think that the number four team for me would probably be I think that Oklahoma's pretty deserving of it, but I also think Georgia has a right to that spot as well. Georgia's about to play their fourth top 25 opponent in a row. So far, they've gone 2-1 against the top 25 in the last three games. If they can knock off Auburn, then that's going to be four top 25 games in a row and a record of 3-1. So I think they look like a team that sort of kind of put it together. They look like they finally have found an identity on offense. And the defense, it's a lot of young players, but they're playing with passion and they're running to the ball. And I like to see that. Oklahoma, I know their defense is suspect. They've changed out the coordinator. But, for all intents and purposes, the defense is playing better. And the offense is just scary, man. Their quarterback, is it Kyler Murray?
Yeah, Kyler Murray.
That kid is just he's an athlete, man. And he is just whizzing that ball around.
And his receivers are insane. Like Hollywood Brown?
Yeah.
Probably one of the best receivers in college football.
Yeah.
100%.
So I think those two teams, to me, are more deserving of a four spot than Notre Dame. But I do understand why you would put Notre Dame at four.
All right, Mr. Fortson, and now we have the next question for you. You ready for it?
All right, shoot.
All right. How do you feel about the ACC having them put two people on the playoff committee?
I don't know if I really have a strong opinion about that. I mean, I know Clemson's at two, but I don't think that – I don't think those two votes would affect that because Clemson clearly deserves to be at two. Now, if we have other teams from the ACC that are sitting high up in the rankings, then yeah, maybe perhaps that would be a cause for alarm. But overall, I don't know. I mean, I think as far as the ACC is concerned in general, Clemson's their only hope of making the playoff.
I agree with you.
Because other than that, I mean, who do we really have, especially on the other side of that conference? I mean, it looks like maybe we might have – who is it? It's ridiculous. Oh, Pitt. Pitt might win the other side of the conference.
Are you serious?
And there are four lost teams.
Oh, my gosh.
So whoever Clemson plays in the ACC championship is not going to be anyone of any merit. So
yeah,
I think Clemson's in. Clemson knows their path. If they win, they keep winning, they're in. If they lose a game along the way,
they're out.
Then they might be out because whoever they play in the conference championships is not going to be that great.
Yeah. All right. Well, since you say that about the ACC, let's think about this. The ACC has multiple teams. Is it four teams in the top 25? Four teams in the top 25. Clemson is the highest team with the rank of record this season, and they are 16th in the country.
Okay.
The SEC has six teams in the top 10, and the Big Ten has three. The Big Ten is slacking in the top 25 with the amount of teams with the record compared to the ACC. ACC, yeah.
Okay. Now, so this is according to the strength of schedule?
Yes,
strength
of schedule.
I mean, according to those statistics, and you'd probably say that the Big Ten is getting, the shaft on that because can't you say that?
That's fine.
But, because evidently, if the ACC, you got to play who's in your conference, and the ACC is clearly a weak conference this year. And so, of course, all their strength of schedule is going to suffer because of that. And when you got teams like the SEC West, where you're playing really good teams, and even the East this year, the East is no slouch this year in the SEC. So the SEC strength of schedule is going to go up because the teams within the two divisions of the SEC are better teams. Yeah. So I think more than anything, that statistic is probably just based on that the ACC overall is a pretty weak conference. But if you got four teams that are in the top 25, even though Clemson is the highest team ranked, but they've only got a 16th, strength of schedule ranking.
I don't think that's really fair to Clemson either because Clemson plays in a really good
Clemson's got to just play who's in front of them.
But Clemson's a good team.
But they're beating the teams. They're beating the bad teams they play. They're beating them terribly.
I agree with that.
They just score 77 points. Yeah. That's insane.
Okay, so since you answered on that question...
Yep.
Our thing is so you think teams in the Big Ten are getting cheaped out because Purdue has is it 19th strength of schedule, I believe? Let me check. No, they have 17th strength of schedule.
Right behind Clemson.
Yep. And they are 5-4, yet a two loss it's a two loss North North Carolina State team, I believe. Yep, two loss North Carolina State team is ranked and Purdue is not.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. That's got to just be based on wins and losses. It's going to be hard to be ranked very high in the playoff poll if you have four losses.
Yeah.
There's probably some games Purdue wish they could get back.
Yeah.
And I think if you look at it, maybe Purdue's strength of schedule is tougher, but I think they've lost to teams that aren't that good.
Yeah.
So even though their strength of schedule is based on the fact that they played Ohio State, and they have to play other teams from the Big Ten, but they've also lost to some teams that they shouldn't have lost to. I think they lost to a MAC team.
Yeah.
Either the second game of the year or something.
So how do you feel about UCF? Do you think UCF should be ranked that high?
I think UCF is a good football team that has a very poor strength of schedule. They're good, clearly. Last year's team beat Auburn, which is a team that beat both Georgia and Alabama in the regular season. Mm-hmm. But the thing about football is that maybe anyone could beat anyone in one game.
That is true.
You know?
It just depends on if how you play on the field.
Yeah, and you look at other sports like baseball, basketball, you have to win multiple games to win a series or to win a championship. But football is just like, if you have a bad day,
you could lose that game.
So I'm not doubting that UCF is a good team. What I do doubt about UCF is that they could consistently win against tougher competition.
Yeah.
Now, you might beat Auburn, but let's say you beat Auburn, but hey, what if the next week you had to play
Alabama
or Georgia or Oklahoma, you know, even Kentucky now. Kentucky's defense is awesome. Yeah. So could you do that weekly like teams in the SEC have to do, where like, you don't just have to like – I think this is going to be Georgia's fourth week playing a top 25 team.
It is.
And like, could UCF do that? Could they continually play top 25 caliber teams and
probably not.
Stay undefeated? So, I mean, that's, you know, that's, I guess – relative, because they won't have to do that. But in my opinion, UCF fans run their mouth a little bit too much, and I don't per se hold the opinion that they are national champions from last year. No. I mean, you beat Auburn, that's good. Georgia also beat Auburn, but we weren't national champions. So it is what it is, and until maybe they expand the playoff, I think that point's moot, because if they could expand it to at least 8 teams, that would have 5 Power 5 conference champions, and then you could have 3 at-larges, you know? Mm-hmm. And that would make room for teams like UCF to prove it on the field. Because let's say it was an 8-team playoff last year, and Auburn and UCF have made it in. Oh, that's great. Then UCF just won the first round of the playoffs, and now they could have a chance to go on and play somebody else. But that's not the case right now. Right now, it's 4. I think eventually they're going to have to expand it to 8.
I think so as well.
At least 8.
Some teams, I feel like, are getting copped out of that for like no reason.
I mean, if you expand it to 8, it's a lot less controversial. Because right now, when you have it at 4...
you don't know you're getting the 4 best teams in college football in it.
Yeah, and also, if you say there's 5 power conferences, one's always getting left out. And maybe, too, if Notre Dame, who is...
yeah. Not even a conference.
Not in the ACC.
Or if 2 SEC teams get in again.
Championships shouldn't be considered into actual playoff ranking. Because, like, first, obviously Notre Dame doesn't have to play. Lots of teams don't have to play them. Like, Bama last year didn't have to play it. So.
Right. And some teams that don't play in those benefit from not having to play in those.
Exactly, because other teams lose.
But then again, some teams that do play in those benefit. Like, I think the first year of the playoffs, right, didn't two Big 12 teams got left out because they didn't play a conference champion.
Baylor.
And
Baylor
some people jumped them because they were idle.
TCU.
TCU. So they were idle, so they got jumped in the polls. And, so I don't know. I think if you expand it to, like, 8, it leaves a lot less controversy.
All unbiased fans are going to say that 8 is enough, most likely.
Yeah. I don't think you need to go to 16 or something crazy like that. I think 8. Or what if you even expanded it to 6 and you had like 2 play-in games? Yeah. You had the top 2 seeds get byes, and then there's a play-in game for the next 4, 3 through 6. Mm-hmm. But I don't know.
Yeah, but then 3 would be complaining that they don't get the bye.
Yeah. And I also believe that UCF, as you can see right here, they have the 80th strength of schedule in the nation.
Their strength of schedule.
And they played Houston 2 weeks ago, and I already made this point. They let up 700 yards of total offense. Like, if they play a team like Alabama, I honestly believe that Tua could throw for over 600 yards on that team.
They played Temple, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Temple's put, like, an insane amount of yards on them. And it was a shootout for most of the game. I think UCF finally kind of made it a 2-score game eventually, but I mean, I watched a lot of that game, and Temple was pretty much going up and down the field on them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I don't hate UCF. I just sometimes think...
they're overrated.
Well, I don't know if they're even overrated. They just run their mouth too much. Yeah. It's just like, prove it on the field. Oh, and the best argument I heard against them calling themselves national champions is they're so concerned about getting their shot at the college football playoff.
Yeah.
Well, if you can be national champions without going to the college football playoffs, why are you so concerned about getting into the college football playoffs? Like, you shouldn't even consider, like, we don't need to be in the playoffs because we can win a national championship without doing that. We just did it last year. So it's like, you know, it's an oxymoron to think that you can be the champions without
playing in the championship. Because that was a rhetorical device. It's an oxymoron.
Oxymoron, nice. Y'all. Yeah.
And then I also think it's a good form of dogmatism because they're saying that, hey, just because we believe that our team's the best team in the nation, they're national champions. Everybody else, shut up. We're the best team in the country. Yeah. It's stupid. Yeah. But we are also running low on time.
Okay.
So thank you, Mr. Fortune.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. No problem. I like your place. It's a nice studio you got
thank
here.
You. Thank you. Your garage.
Yes, it is my garage.
Well, that's it for us. And thank you, and I'll see you next episode.
One more thing. Go Dogs.
See
damn it.